Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Autumn Chumik, and here we are ready to start today's edition with the daily news, followed by the Mongolian poetry breaks. Then we'll be back with the regular mailbox program, which is one of our listeners' favorite one, so stay tuned, listeners. Here is the news. IFC supports Mongolia to promote better mining data usage. IFC has signed an agreement with the Ministry of Mining and Heavy Industry, or MMIJ, to build the digital skills of people, including those in the public sector, to spur greater use and understanding of existing data for the benefit of local mining communities. Under the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, IFC will provide technical assistance to MMHI and open data best practices which can meet the information needs of local communities about mining and build the digital skills of local officials, communities, civil society organizations, and others to use the available data. Information sharing is critical to the government of Mongolia's goal of continuously building a transparent and responsible mining sector in line with the nation's long-term development policy vision 2050. Mr. Yeondong, Mongolia's Minister for Mining and Heavy Industry, noted that last year mining made up 24% of Mongolia's gross domestic product, or GDP, 77% of foreign direct investment, and 93% of exports. Sharing more information with local communities is essential for the industry to gain the social license to operate and prosper. Additionally, it will allow Mongolia to attract more long-term investors and rebuild the economy in a sustainable and inclusive way. Mr. Rufat Elimerdanov, the IFC's resident representative of Mongolia, said, "Effective disclosures and data use practices are vital to help ensure that all stakeholders can share in the benefits generated from investments in the mining sector. It especially helps local communities better understand the benefits mining operations can create, jobs and supply chain opportunities for local businesses, among others, as well as environmental and social risks that impact their lives. We are optimistic that this initiative will contribute to building trust between investors and communities, paving the way for sustainable and inclusive mining development in Mongolia." Development plan for free economic zones to be jointly developed. As of today, companies and entities are using 130 hectares of land out of the 500 hectares of land available at Altınbotlak Free Trade Zone. While licenses are possible to be issued for 34 hectares, there are 188 hectares of land that have been reserved. Licenses were issued for most of the land between 2018 and 2019. Although a readiness assessment is currently being carried out in the trade zone, corresponding feasibility studies have yet to be conducted. In 2003, a detailed environmental assessment was completed, and previously general and master plans were also developed for the trade zone, yet both of the plans were not approved at the time. Thus, the Ministry of Economy and Development and the Ministry of Construction and Urban Development are jointly developing new plans. The Tagannor Free Economic Zone has a total area of 705 hectares of the 9 entities registered in the zone, 4 have been issued licenses for 101 hectares. Despite developing a general development plan and conducting a detailed environmental assessment in 2008, the documents were also not approved. With 81 entities registered, 101 hectares of land are in use out of the 900 hectares available in the Zamyngut Free Economic Zone. Some documents were developed for the zone's development in 2011. However, they are still in the final stage of receiving approval at the moment. Mongolian-Hungarian joint team to conduct archaeological research. The Institute of Archaeology of the Mongolian Academy of Sciences, or MAS, and the Institute of Hungarian Research established a Memorandum of Cooperation. According to the memorandum, the two sides will be jointly implementing a research project on the historical and cultural relations between the Hunnu people that lived in Asia and Europe, and conducting an archaeological research at the Hunnu burial site in Argunt, which is located in Seonggunhaerhan district of the capital city. This summer, it's currently being planned to conduct research on about 20 burials in Argunt. The main goal of the research is to determine whether the peoples of Mongolia and Hungary have the same origin which trace back to the Hunnu people by extracting DNA from skeleton remains. Aside from conducting a comprehensive study on the artifacts discovered during the archaeological excavation and promoting the study results internationally, there are certain expectations for the research to prove that the peoples of Hungary and Mongolia have the same origins, highlighted the Director General of the Institute of Hungarian Research. The ancient Hungarian language has a large number of modern Mongolian words. Furthermore, there is a Hungarian village which residents refer to themselves as descendants of Attila. The items used by the village's people also have some of the decorative patterns that are found on artifacts discovered from Hunnu burials in Mongolia, noted researchers. Mobile service exclusively dedicated for experts in Mongolia. Mongolia is a country with a thriving expat population. But whether one is the country for business or pleasure, there has never been a go-to solution for one's mobile needs. As such, Unitel Group is offering a dedicated mobile service exclusively tailored for expats in Mongolia. Expat is currently the only expatriate exclusive premium service offered in Mongolia. Unitel Group, the leading telecom company with the largest coverage in the country, will help them to stay connected with everyone and everywhere at all times. Additionally, the expat service offers a plan which includes the children of expatriates with unlimited contact between children and their parents via calls and text messages. That's all for today's daily news, so now let's take a break with the Mongolian Poetry Time. Have you ever been interested in Mongolian poems? This is Mongolian Poetry Breaks. It tells modern Mongolian poetry.
Although we have different mother tongues and come from different countries and cultures, we share one large heart for poetry.
We have a common home named globe. Poetry is a special way of looking at the world.
Please enjoy the moment.
Melody. The melody of my mind is playing here. It flows gently, playing uncertainly. The melody of my mind is playing there. in the distance, playing swirlingly and loose. It comes to where I sit alone, playing, drawing away from my hands, as I shelter from the storms of this strange world. It's leading me outside and playing me home. As I burn in love, it strokes my hair, playing secrecy from every grace. It smooths out roughness, scolds sometimes. Playing flashes in the darkness alone. When I'm happy, it plays it more and more. And when I'm full of sadness, it plays it all away. When the world thrills down a new flower, it's playing heartfelt melancholy. When the birds return in their relaxed lines, it's playing the sadness of far away. And I imagine how in the pool of the sky, it is playing round me, in the tent flap, a sweet embrace, and a light bay stallion playing out a stream of melody. When rain falls on Irenzao. Rain is falling on Irenzao. The mountains and the waters of this world remember you. The clouds are moving over Irenzao. The vegetation of the turning seasons sing to you, as though the wind is gentle in Irenzao. The people of this world are reading your poems. The moon is rising slowly over Irenzao, feeling its way along the hills of this world. On the steppe where the rain has fallen, the old grass gives off a scent. The shallows of your thoughts are standing there singing. The clouds are moving in the blue distance. Their shadows fall up in the mountains. Your unbroken song freezes the tips of the grasses. The winds being gentle or not, there is a movement of birds over the glorious steppe. The moon is rising slowly, reflecting everything, and all that is lovely rises from Irenzao. The rivers flow melancholy through Irenzao. Here the people are remembering you. The beauty of the spring is coming again to Irenzao, resting its head and sleep up in your homeland heart.
Please welcome back here. I'm ready to start today's edition of the Mailbox program, which reviews the letters and emails received from our listeners during the last week. Hope you enjoy it and stay tuned. Alright, the first email is from Marzio Visoni from Italy, and he wrote that, "Dear radio friends, I'm a radio enthusiast who is interested in listening to the broadcasting station that broadcasts long, medium, and short waves. I had the pleasure to listen to you from the west coast of Italy. I listened to your broadcast in English language on April the 26th at 130 to 200 UTC on the frequency of 5800 kHz with the S2000 receiver by Texan and a 20 meters long wire antenna. I received your signal with the CMPO code 25432 with a good modulation and without interference. Hoping to listen to you again for more times, with the occasion I take the opportunity to greet you cordially. To show that he really tuned to our program, he wrote some program details at the end of the reception. All right, thank you, dear listener. We will send you a gazelle card as fast as we can. And thanks for tuning to us, Mr. Marzio Vizzoni. Well, the next email is from Tajrin Ahmed from Bangladesh, and he wrote that, "Hello, how are you all? I'm well. I'm Tajrin Ahmed from Bangladesh. I'm a regular listener of Voice of Mongolia. I have been listening Voice of Mongolia for 4 years. I'm a student of college. I listen to Voice of Mongolia on internet in my laptop. I like to listen to your radio because it provides me necessary information that I need. My favorite program is Daily News, Music, Sunday Music Program, and Mailbox, etc. On 6th of May, I have listened to Mongolia and Canada relations. Thanks. My question is, who is the national poet of Mongolia?" Okay, first of all, thank you for listening to us and sending reception report. And about your question you've asked, let me answer it. There is no such thing as ranking poets as athletes, but we have to admit that we have poets who can be called the top of Mongolia who have had a significant impact on the development of their mother tongue and whose works have been available to the public for a long time. They are, for example, Natsik Dorch, Injinash, Yavu Hotlang, and Urenha, etc. Without them, I have no idea about Mongolian written poetry. So that's the short and brief answer to your question, Mr. Tajrin Ahmed. So the next email to review is from our German listener, Alfred Albrecht. He listened to us on April the 28th at 1200 to 1230 UTC via internet. Then he noticed some program details, and then he wrote, "Dear friends, on 29th of March, I received mail from the Voice of Mongolia with a gazelle card, 3 postcards, a sticker, information about the Voice of Mongolia in English, and some stamps. I'm very pleased with the mail. I was particularly pleased with the very nicely written greeting card of the mailbox editor. Thank you very much. I'm happy to hear the programs of the Voice of Mongolia in the future. I wish you all the best and send warm greetings." All right, thank you for sending us a reception report, and we are also happy to hear that you got the verification card from us, and we hope you keep listening to us and enjoy your day, Alfred Albrecht. Well, the next email is from Chris Malbov, who is from Canada, and in his reception report, he wrote that he listened to us on April the 25th at 130 to 200 UTC on 5800 kHz. The CMPU code as he rated is 55545, and he said that the signal was very excellent and propagation condition was slight. All right, thank you, Chris, for your reception report, and it's great to know that the signal is excellent heard. Okay, then, Ratan Kumar Paul, a listener from India, sent us the next email. He listened to us on 19th of April at 1215 to 1230 UTC on 605 kHz. The CMPO remarks that he rated is all 3, which means the signal was not good enough, and he asked that, which is the biggest railway bridge of Mongolia? Well, first of all, thank you for sending us a report and listening to us. About the question, here is the answer. Until this year, there is not any railway bridge in Mongolia, but for the first time, Mongolian engineers built and designed the reinforced concrete and reinforced bridges for the railway, and the construction work was completed by national companies this year. In particular, 27 bridges with a total length of 2,427 meters were built and put into operation to the 414 kilometers railway from Tawantala to Zumbang. And the longest bridge is 226 meters and the shortest is 37 meters. A total of 16 bridges have been built on the 240-kilometer Tawantala to Kashin-Sukhat railway route. 8 of them are beams, and the remaining 8 are frame bridges. Well, this is the answer to your question, and thank you for your regular reception report, and keep being with us, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul. Okay, the next email is from Dean Lu from China. And let me read what he wrote. I'm a listener from China. My name is Dean Lu. On May the 10th, I received your English broadcast signal at 1200 UTC on 605 kHz. I sent you the receiving report, hoping to get the Gazelle card issued by your station. The CMPO is 33233, which is not bad, but sometimes it was noisy. I think the English service of Voice of Mongolia is very well. The content is very rich. It will give me a better understanding of Mongolia. Mongolian music is very nice and amazing. But the reception conditions are very unstable. I hope to solve this problem as soon as possible so that we can listen to your clear program under better conditions. Hope to receive your reply as soon as possible. I also hope you can mail me a paper Gazelle card as soon as possible. My hobby is to collect Gazelle cards from international radio stations around the world. I think the Gazelle card for Voice of Mongolia must have been beautifully designed. Thank you and best wishes. Well, Mr. Dean Lu, thank you for your reception report and impression about our radio. We'll of course send you the Gazelle card soon, so please wait until then and send more reports when you listen to us. And we are sorry about the unstable conditions. We will tell it to our technical team. All right, let me review the last emails. Bill Harms from America sent us 3 emails yesterday. In his first email, he wrote that, Dear friends at Voice of Mongolia, I'm very excited because I heard your English language broadcast on WRMI for the first time. I understand that you just started to broadcast your programs on WRMI and I would like to share my experience with you. As a hobby, I like to listen to stations such as yours on shortwave and reach out to them to make a friendly connection. I would like to make such a friendly connection with you. If my reception report below corresponds with that was broadcast at the listed time, if you don't mind, could you send me your Gazelle card verification? I enjoyed very much listening to your program today. I look forward to hearing back from you, your radio friend in the USA. Okay, thank you for finding us and listening to us. Please welcome to our Voice of Mongolia radio team. And nice to have one more listener, and we'll of course send you a Gazelle card soon. Well, in his second email, he wrote the reception report. He listened to us on May the 2nd at 1300 to 1330 UTC on 605 kHz. The CMPO code as he rated is 34443, which is not so bad. Then he wrote the program details accurately. Okay, in his last email, he wrote that, I would like to let you know that mail service from the USA to Mongolia is still temporarily suspended. In this email message, I'm attaching my letter to you that a post office returned with a note of returned to sender and service temporarily suspended. And he sent a picture of his letter, which was written to us. And thank you very much, Bill Harms, and we hope to that we can send you the Gazelle card without any problem, but I can't say exactly. Anyways, please keep tuning in us in the future and enjoy your day, dear listener. So it's time to finish today's Mailbox program. I have introduced the emails which we have received past week. Hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening to us. Have a nice week ahead and goodbye until we talk to you again.
gözlüğü bozlar, topçu götsün kemer. Farkı boyu, süt gül dalgılar, hamur buhnin martıdır uçu rüpeş. Dorda kuşu, çanda bir, dar okul Türk için kadınsa. Oyre kuşu, zor ikmin, o kadın kapçının.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye, Stan.